Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another wonderful episode of the Silsila, the Early Echo. Today we have a thought-provoking episode, an important topic of discussion, which will center around suicide. Suicide is no answer. Suicide and those who are contemplating suicide, who have suicidal thoughts, think about it first. Think carefully. What are the repercussions? What are the consequences as well? And listen to some of the hadith and the narrations and the verses of the glorious Quran with regards to this. Before that, wherever you are in the world, we are hoping that you are safe and sound and your family as well. As you make dua for yourself, for your family and your community, also remember the ummah in your duas. Because in some part of the world, there'll be some Muslims who are sick, who are suffering, who are going through great trials and tribulations, going through calamities at the hands of oppressors. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, cure those Muslims who are sick and suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah azza wa jal, protect those Muslims against the tyranny of the oppressors. Ameen. Bijahi khatimin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's make some good intentions. The beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions that, oh Allah azza wa jal, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila for your pleasure and happiness, the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey to others as well, inshallah azza wa jal. There are so many splendid bounties for that person who recites an abundance of durud pak, salawat, salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A great Sahabi, Sayyiduna Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he stated, I would dedicate my entire time in the recital of Salat ala Nabi, meaning Durud-e-Pak, leaving other invocations, litanies, supplications. To this, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it will suffice, it will be enough for ending all your worries and your sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. By saying Subhanallah, a tree is planted for you in Jannah. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Trees for each one will be planted in Jannah for the reciter. Don't you have worries? Each of us have. We have our own worries. Don't you have sins? I know my sins, you know your sins. We are not ma'asoom and sinless like the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. We are not sinless like the malaika, the angels, alayhim salam. We are common, everyday, sinful people. This is a way. Yes, establish your salahs. Fulfill whatever obligatory ibadat is there. Fulfill each other's rights and recite an abundance of durood. In fact, dedicate some time every day to recite the Quran, to recite durood, to recite dhikrullah, istighfar, and seeking knowledge of deen. Inshallah, azza wa jal. We have a wonderful, mesmerizing, beautiful kalam. Subhanallah. Let's listen. Let's be inspired. And stay tuned as we'll be right back. Sallu ala al-habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
مدينة 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 پھر جا رہے ہیں اہل محبت کے قافلے پھر یاد آ رہا ہے مدینہ مدینے کی جانب چلے قافلے پھر میری بے قراری کے دن آ گئے پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو 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 مجھے بلا شہ مدینہ یہ ہجر کا غم ستا رہا ہے میں در پہ آؤں یہی تو ارمان دل میں طوفان مچا رہا ہے پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضا میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ آفات و بدیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو آفات و بلیات سے نکالو، اے گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں، یا نبی التجا ہے یہ میری، موت مجھ کو مدینے دفنایا جائے، مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو، اے گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے، فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے، اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو، اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو، اے گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے، محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے، شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو، شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو، اے گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو، ہے سہنا دشوار یہ جدائی میری ہو درد تک شہا رسائی، نہیں بھروسہ یہ زندگی کا یہ دل میرا ڈوبا جا رہا، لگا لو.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ عز و جل، ما شاء اللہ، what a beautiful کلام. It is these کلامس، حمد شریف، نعت شریف، منقبت، مناجات، so many options are available. Recitation of the glorious Quran, we have options. Don't choose that which is prohibited. Listen to these kalams. This will grant us further inspiration, will strengthen us, will infuse that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah into our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take us for Hajj and Umrah time and again. Take us to visit Medina Sharif, Aqsa Sharif time and again. Ameen bijahi khatim al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, suicide is no answer. If one has to do a cursory glance at the stats of suicide cases in the world, it is alarming. And how many Muslims have already committed suicide? Suicide happens because of several reasons. One of them being poverty. A person is starving. A person can't find a job. A person is frustrated with his life. Or the person turns to evil actions which ultimately lead in suicidal thoughts. A person is a drug addict, an alcohol addict, and finally it leads in that direction. A person is depressed. So the person's frame of mind is negative because of external forces, because of wasawis and evil whisperings of shaitan. But as a Muslim, I must understand something, that suicide is not the answer. A person may feel that, you know what, I've got so many problems in my life, one after the other, piling on my head. Nobody listens to me. Nobody cares about me. What do I have to lose? I'd rather just end my life and all these problems will disappear. That's not how it works. I want you to think of the biggest problem that you had in your life, the greatest challenge that you had in the past, and is no more there. So like that, because definitely we may have had 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago certain problems that really tested us, that were really great trials, but are not there anymore today. Maybe other difficulties are there. But as those difficulties of the past have passed, so too will these. You know what's the greater difficulty? Is that if I did not prepare for comfort in the grave. Because all the problems that I have here, all the frustrations that I have of this world, in this world, will ultimately come to an end. When my life is over, when the angel of death appears and takes the soul out of my body, when my life ends, all those worldly problems are gone, disappeared completely. But the real problem, the real challenge and difficulty will start in the grave if we did not prepare for it. So suicide is certainly not the answer. We see that global stats reveal that per annum, per year, approximately 700,000 people commit suicide. Over 700,000. How? If you're living the dream, if you're living in the best place in the world, the best country in the world, with all the amenities, with all the facilities, with all the sophistication, advanced technology, and you name it, how is it possible? Listen to this narration. Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, great Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states, we accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Ghazwatu Hunayn, the Battle of Hunayn. There was a person who had professed to be a Muslim. The knower of the knowledge of the unseen, the noblest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, that person is going to Jahannam. That person is going to hell. When we engage in battle, the same person, he fought fiercely and got injured. Somebody said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person that you had declared to be a dweller of the hellfire, a few moments back, he fought the enemies fiercely and died. The eminent and noblest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, he entered hell. Before any doubts could be entered into the minds of the people, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborated and informed them through his knowledge of the unseen that that person did not die in the course of the battle. He was seriously injured. When night fell, he did not observe patience. He did not observe patience on the pains of his wounds, and he committed suicide. Hearing this, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest. I bear witness that I am Allah Azza wa Jal's distinguished bond man and his Rasul. The beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then ordered the great Sahabi Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to make an announcement. Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu announced amongst the people, only a Muslim will enter Jannah. And undoubtedly Allah Azza wa Jal may support this religion even with a fajir, a transgressor. Allahu Akbar. Have you seen from this incident that warrior who fought the enemies of Islam? What happened to him? He died because of suicide and he has entered into the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. There is a possibility of, because of committing suicide, and if he was a believer, then finally he will enter into Jannah, into paradise, after suffering the punishment for his sins. Or, the scholars mentioned that he could have been a hypocrite. Shaykh Muhyiddin Yahya bin Sharaf Nawawi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated with the reference of Khatib Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, the man who committed suicide was a hypocrite. In this case, he will dwell in hell forever. Respected and honorable viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, the glorious Quran, it mentions to us about killing oneself. It is mentioned in the glorious Quran with the words, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. The scholars have elaborated on this regarding, and do not kill yourselves. This is a clear indication that it is prohibited from killing oneself. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ صَلَاتَهُ وَسَلَامًا عَلَيْكَ يَا سَيِّدِي يَا حَبِيبِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. You know, we hear so many articles, so many stories, newspaper articles, that people in our locality ended their life. And many of those cases involve because of premarital or extramarital relationships. The person who takes their life is certainly emotionally and mentally unstable, is unable to deal with the trials and difficulties that have surrounded their life. In Surah An-Nisa verses 29 and 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, translation from Kanzul Iman, O people who believe, do not unjustly devour the property of each other, except through trade by mutual agreement, and do not kill yourself. Indeed, Allah is most merciful upon you. And whoever does that through injustice and oppression, we shall soon put him in the fire. And this is easy for Allah.
Those words, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, explaining it, Sayyidina Shaykh Sayyid Na'im al-Din Murad Abadi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi states in Khazain al-Irfan that this ayah, this verse of the glorious Quran proves without a shadow of doubt that suicide is haram. It is completely prohibited. He further says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the glorious Quran at another place, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 195, translation from Kanzul Iman, and spend your wealth in Allah's cause and do not fall into ruin with your own hands and be virtuous. Undoubtedly, the righteous are the beloveds of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clearly advising us. But how many of us, we take heed to the messages of the glorious Quran? How many of us, we follow the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Don't think that, you know, I'm amassing so much of good deeds, I'm reading my salah, I'm doing this, I'm giving sadaqat and charity. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِ. That a'mal, actions, deeds, or the acknowledgement of deeds is end bound, is dependent on the end. How are we going to leave this dunya, to leave this world? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, a man from the generations before you had a tumor in his body. When it became excruciatingly painful, he took an arrow from his quiver and he cut the tumor out. This caused immense bleeding, continuous bleeding, until he died because of that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your Rabb Azza wa Jal stated, I have made paradise haram, prohibited for him. Shaykh Imam Nawawi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi elaborates on this blessed hadith, that it would be deduced from this hadith that the person did that, cut the tumor out in order to quicken the death, to die faster, which means he committed suicide, or without any reasonable purpose. For that very reason, he was prohibited from Jannah, from paradise. Otherwise, for obvious benefit, operating upon a tumor for the sake of treatment is not prohibited. So suicide is certainly not the answer. If one has to look at the punishments for committing suicide, one will come to a realization. So whether yourself, whether you know somebody, increasingly we get calls, in particular from youngsters, that they are suicidal. Maybe the family members will send a message, will call, please speak to this person, they have suicidal thoughts. And now, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, when you remove all the branches and you go behind and you see what is causing these thoughts to enter into the person's mind. As I mentioned, many a times, because person is emotionally unstable, because of premarital relationships, because of not being able to find a job to look after the family, so all, maybe it's multiple reasons, but the frustrations builds up. Shaitan will spice it up with his evil whisperings. The person whose iman is not strong, it becomes easy for them to succumb to these evil whisperings of Shaitan, to these opinions. He can whisper in your mind, in your heart, using your own voice, your own sound. And you think, these are my thoughts. And they end your life. It's not worth living. All these negative thoughts, pause it in. Into the mind, into the heart. Immediately recognize these ploys of shaitan. It is mentioned in some of the hadith, the one who committed suicide will be tormented with the same tool with which he killed himself. Do you think that person who thinks it's a solution? What kind of a solution is that? When a person will continuously punish himself with the same tool or same weapon in the hereafter, in the hellfire. Sayyidina Thabit bin Dahak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states that the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever killed himself with a weapon of iron, he will be tormented with the same weapon of iron in the fire of hell. A person with suicidal thoughts needs to know these kinds of narrations, that I'll be jumping out of the pot into the fire. What solution is that? You need to inject positivity into the person's mind, but with a balance. Positivity and also consequences, real consequences. Who's going to be there to help them in the grave and in the afterlife? Who's going to be there to help them? Now we can help them. We can at least advise them, give them moral support. And this is why the family structure is so important. The family is the essential moral support. If that is missing, then it leads to all types of problems in the individual's life. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said, he who throttled himself shall continue throttling himself in the hellfire. And he who stabbed himself shall continue stabbing himself in the hellfire. So it's no solution. It's opening up doors of greater troubles and problems for an individual. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever committed suicide by throwing himself down from a mountain, he will be in the hellfire, throwing himself down therein forever and ever. Whoever committed suicide by drinking poison, he will be sipping it in the hellfire forever and ever. Whoever killed himself with a weapon of iron, that weapon of iron will be in his hand in the hellfire, and he will be injuring himself with it forever and ever. One of the greatest tools at your disposal of a person who has suicidal thoughts is sabr, patience. For many people, they can't, they won't. But if you look at the virtues of patience, of maintaining patience, of patiently persevering, so the balance. What are the consequences of committing suicide? What are the blessings of being patient upon trials and tribulations? This world is trials and tribulations is part of this earthly life. This is not Jannah. This is not paradise where everything I desire, I'm going to get it. This is a world of tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a prison for the believer. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the dunya is a prison for the believer, is a paradise for the disbeliever. This is our prison. I don't have independence and freedom like others out there to do as I please, to eat as I please, to drink as I please. They are obvious restrictions, and a prisoner is restricted. Doesn't have freedom to just go anywhere. So this dunya, this world is a prison for the believer. And when the true believer leaves this world, he's happy because he's out of the prison. And through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be granted Jannah. So think about it. This is how you must convince one who has these kinds of suicidal thoughts or who has attempted suicide. The balance, the blessings of being patient, that the reality of this world, that this is a world which is a prison for the believer, and accompanying it is trials and tribulations, and the consequences of committing suicide. We have a short clip. We'll be right back.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there is something that is within us, and that is anger. We are very quick to it. If someone talks back at us, we get angry. If someone says something that we do not like, we get angry. But subhanallah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's listen to this story and then understand what it is to be patient. Sayyidatuna Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha explains, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once purchased a camel from a Bedouin in exchange for one wasaq. One wasaq is approximately 240 kilograms of dates. When he returned home to procure said dates, he searched, but they could not be found. Returning to the Bedouin, he said, Ya Abdullah, we had purchased a camel from you in exchange for one wasaq of dates which were at home, but despite searching, they could not be found. Hearing this, the Bedouin began shouting, What deception! What deception! When the honorable companions alayhim ar-Ridwan saw this, they rushed forward to strike that Bedouin and said, You speak about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in such a manner? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, the Prophet of Rahmah, declared, Leave him, for a rightful person has the right to speak. Why? Because that person had sold his camel in expectance that he would have been paid with the dates. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this two or three times, but the Bedouin did not accept. He then instructed a companion to visit Khawla bint Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anha and say, If you possess a wasaq of dates, then give it to us. Insha'Allah, we will return it. Now the companion went to Khawla bint Hakim radiallahu ta'ala anha and informed her of what the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said. She replied, I have some dates, so kindly send someone to take them. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed, Take this Bedouin and give him the dates that he is owed. When the Bedouin returned with said dates in his possession, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting amongst his companions, radwanallahi alayhim ajma'een, and he said, Jazakallahu khayra. You granted me with a full share in excellent fashion, meaning they were one of the best dates. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, The best of people is he who gives full share in excellent fashion. Dear viewers of Madarin Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathered every praiseworthy trait and facet of good character in his final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One aspect of his lofty character was his forgiving and forbearing nature. Subhanallah. He never took revenge or retaliated for personal reasons. If a person treated him improperly, he would not respond with anger or harshness, but only with compassion and mercy. This can be evidenced by this beautiful account that we've listened to, where despite possessing the power to retaliate, now remember, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had just had to mention a word, and that person would have faced a harsh punishment. But no, when it came to his personal reasons, subhanallah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgave the man who accused him in front of everyone. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we listen to this and understand this clearly, we have a lot to learn from this. Forgiveness, mercy, not being quick to anger. There are countless number of lessons over here. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, you heard it again. Focus on these things. And this is how we can try. That's what we have to do. The moment you come to know that a person has suicidal thoughts, sit them down. Don't scold them. But sit them down. Help them to realize this flaw in their thinking. In these ways, that my brother, this is no solution. It may seem like a solution,
But it's an evil whispering of shaitan that you need to take responsibility for your life. That this world is a prison for the believer. That there is going to be trials and tribulations here, because Jannah is in the afterlife for the believer. That look at the rewards of being patient and continuing and obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make their mind like this. Look at the consequences. Make their mind with positivity, of the balance, the consequences of committing it and the great rewards and blessings of observing patience as well. Make their minds that as many difficulties have come and gone in your life, this also will pass. If you are patient and you do what needs to be done as a Muslim, as a believer, then this too will pass. But this is not paradise for us. This world is full of trials, tests, tribulations as well. Jannah is in the aftermath. Be very careful that yes, we have established and we know that suicide is haram. It is absolutely prohibited. And further, if a person feels or thinks or believes that, you know, life is not worth living, and what's the big deal? Just end it and leave everything. Leave all these troublemakers in my life, all these troubles in my life. If a person considers suicide to be permissible, then this act is kufr. The person loses iman. Be careful of this. Shaitan is out there to destroy a person's iman. If iman is destroyed, everything else is destroyed. No matter what good a person had done, no matter how many salahs, how many hajj and umrah, how much of sadaqat and charities a person had done, if iman is destroyed, all of that completely wiped out. And there's no possibility to not just enter into paradise, to even get the fragrance of Jannah, and it can be smelled from very far away. So these are ways that we need to employ in addressing this problem with a person who has suicidal thoughts or who has tried to commit suicide. Allahu Akbar. So while you're sitting them down, try to find out what are the root causes of this problem. You may also need to contact Ruhani Ilaj, the Spiritual Cures Department of Dawat Islami, to do an istikhara checking. There could be a spiritual problem which is the root cause, and then Ilaj can be given as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, protect us, protect our family members, protect our offspring, protect the Muslims as well. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.